NRL Market Watch is proudly brought to you by topsport.com.au. Topsport is the home of the widest and most competitive range of NRL markets, including the new same-game multi. Gamble responsibly.
Roosters Panthers, the 2003 grand finalists, are going to go head-to-head at Suncorp on Saturday. Dale Copley comes straight back into the side for his second stint at the Roosters. Joey Manu, he was just spectacular last week against Parramatta, and maybe better served being on the wing than in the centres. We'll get to that shortly, but he's been named in the centres. I thought Kieran did a good job there. JWH is playing, so that's big news for the Roosters. For the Panthers, Coruscant and Yo back into the side. Momorowski's in for Steve Crichton, who's taken that suspension. Kurt Capewell moves to the centres. Brenton Aiden to the wing. Robert Jennings out of the side. And we've got the player moving to the bench to Tevita Pangai Jr. He used to play for the Broncos, from what I understand, and is going to the Bulldogs next year. So that'll be very interesting. And the big one, of course, Tristan. So good luck framing a market on this. Nathan Cleary, named in jersey 21.
Yeah, this has been a very interesting game to price. At the moment, we've got the Roosters $3.15, the Panthers $1.37, the Lions 9.5, and it's 185 the minus, 195 the plus. Obviously, either way, whatever happens with Nathan Cleary, this market's going to shift significantly. I'm battling to see the gap between the two sides, regardless of if Cleary plays or he doesn't. The Panthers have got some players back into their side, but the Roosters have been very good the last few weeks. They've been building, in my opinion, this whole season to make a charge at the finals. And obviously they've had so many injuries and such an unfortunate year. But the Panthers, they're not setting the world on fire, as we've seen. Yeah, they've got some key players in, but I don't think you can expect them to flip the switch and automatically start playing the football they were playing a couple of months ago. They're obviously now working towards the finals themselves. So is it a game where they risk Cleary? Who knows? But it's, to me, the $1.37, 9.5 seems a little bit short. I wouldn't mind something on the plus 9.5 here. And if for some reason Cleary doesn't play, the market might move significantly the Roosters' way.
I agree totally, Tristan. The key here is whether Cleary plays. Now, I'm working on the fact that he doesn't. They get a couple of positives with Yo and Coruscant back, but he is just such a significant in and one of the key game turners. And we can see over recent weeks with him out how much Penrith fall back to the field. Now, add to that Fisher Harris, To'o and Crichton. There's four key outs. I think the market's just way too wide here. The Roosters' record against top four sides has been very poor. Prior to last week when they dusted up the Eels, and it was the Eels without Moses, they'd lost 11 of their last 12, 11 straight before last week. But I do give them a big chance here because I just think that Cleary is such a significant out. The other thing is this game's not at Penrith Park where their record is outstanding. When they're away like this and favoured, their record is only 7 of the last 20 that they've covered the line. 9.5, I think, is way too big. I'm tipping the Roosters to upset, and I do think that that plus 9.5, if I'm tipping them to win, is a nice leg up into the game.
Oh, okay, might be hinting at something there. It's not round 15, is it? Bluebet Stadium, where 38 points to 12. That was the really controversial one when they scored 12 points, maybe even 18 points when Siasiwa Taukeiaho was off the field. So, very different proposition. I can't believe how, we talk about Luke Keary not being there to help mentor Sam Walker. How important is Victor Radley for Sam Walker's game? Victor's just incredible. The amount of times he gets his hands on the footy, the quick hands that he uses too. He plays differently to Isaiah Yeo. And this is what, there's so many differences between the 13s that are in the game now. Nelson Asifa-Solomona plays 13 for the Storm. He's a completely different player to Victor Radley, who's a different player to Isaiah Yeo. I think the other really interesting one too is Tevita Pangai Jr. Just how he comes into the side, how he plays. We won't know it. We won't see from this game, but just how he fits within that squad, I think it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. Yeah, I'm with you two guys on that one too, with the plus 9.5 for the Roosters.
The other big thing there in the last 24 hours, Jimmy, is that with Weir Hargreaves getting cleared last night at judiciary, I mean, that again is just a huge plus for the Roosters. I was surprised that the market didn't tighten them up a little further. Now, clearly they factored in that they expected that he would win that appeal and get off. But with him playing, I mean, his leadership has just been outstanding through the last 8 to 10 weeks. He's had one of his best ever seasons. That makes a key difference. I mean, with him in the team and I can get 9.5, I just thought that takes you a long way into the game. With Cleary, I expect not to be playing.
Yeah, I will say Jared Warrior Hargreaves, his leadership over the last decade, he's just a really misunderstood guy, that bloke. He's quite incredible. Robinson will not trade him for anyone.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.